You are listening to Fresh Oil, a podcast that examines the human condition while coming to terms with the purpose of life.
Hello and welcome back to Fresh Oil with Billy Delaney. This week we're talking about the battle conditions of modern life that beat you down. And the idea for this week's episode came from watching a couple of television dramas. One was called A Band of Brothers, and the other one was called Pacific. Two different theaters. A very funny name for what took place. Two very different theaters of war, and two very different kind of wars fought. But yet, in both of those shows, I saw something. And I see it in myself today and in those around me. And it's the stare. And we'll be talking about what brings the stare. Are you ready? Then let's go deeper. I recently watched these two TV dramas all the way through. On a night off from work, I stay awake, so I decided I needed something, self-medication, if you would, and I watched Band of Brothers first, which was the European battle from the beaches of Normandy all the way through the Ardennes forest, all the way up through into the occupation of Germany. And the second was the Pacific War, from Corregidor all the way through Iwo Jima to the dropping of the bombs on Hiroshima. Now, the first thing I want to say is I wanted to understand something in myself that I thought I was going to learn in these shows, and I did. And let me say, first of all, I'm no hero. For these people were certainly heroic in all they faced and went through in this intense period of time. But today is delivering up conditions similar inside the head and the hands and the hearts of people all over the world. So just what am I talking about when I talk about this long stare? Well, I was walking the dog the other day, and I found myself, after some time, just standing there unblinking, looking at nothing, staring. And I caught myself realizing where I'd seen the stare. And I knew that the internal mechanisms that I was facing, the certain things that had accumulated over a long period of time, brought the stare. And I finally understood that stare. In the two shows I watched, it was the one you see people have after engaging in these life or death struggles of war. I saw the actors portraying the emotion that is essential to understanding what they just faced and survived. Believe me, if you watch Band of Brothers or Pacific, everything in that show is portrayed in that stare, that looking off into nowhere, that abandonment of the present and of reality to escape into the nothing. I don't know about anybody else, but for me, I see this and I understand it now. Not because of being in the same situation as them. No, I wouldn't be so presumptuous. What an extraordinary, unimaginable place to find yourself. But because I've experienced the effects that produce that stare. So here's what I'm talking about. My life has been one of providing for my family, the sole breadwinner. Doing so, things, lots of things did not go as hoped for in the ambition of life, my life. In fact, nothing, it seems, ever works out like I plan or set out to do. In the course of living, I've been a caregiver, professionally at an institution as well as at home, a breadwinner, a worker, a supporter, a teacher, a planner, a lover, and more, all balled up and rolled into the mess that's me. Along my road, I've taken care of my wife through cancer, surgeries, pain management, depression, constant illnesses and battles that other people have brought to my door, who thought they knew what I needed to do with my life, and I wasn't doing it, and they had to police me and corral me into that action. Why they had felt they had to do that, and without looking at the constant that was my life and all that was going on around my life, I will never know, and nor do I really ever care. I've raised my granddaughter, aided my daughter in my late 40s and through my 50s, through things that I just could not talk of here. Things that have broken the heart. My very essence has taken a beating, my values torn, but love held fast to keep these loved ones close to me and alive. I used to try to shrug it all off, thinking I can do this, but I can't, not without the help and comfort that the life of being a Christian provides. My friends have aided me, comforted me, encouraged me, and supported me. I've been able to do the same for some of them. Along the way, I've met the stare and wondered about it. Not anymore. You see, inside the stare, I found something. We all know it's there, but we aren't aware of it because of the conditions we face. These modern conditions of living are like a battle for each one of us. With this battle comes the conditions that beat us down, hurt us, change us, force us into pain and more. They are unseen forces that always task us, try us, test us, and more. And here are the main ones that I want to talk about. In the battle of living in the modern conditions that we face, there's the stress of others and their demands and expectations that they place upon us. I don't know about you, but I'm supposed to be able to do certain things that others can't. When I don't do them, I come under pressure to conform and deliver, to be that person that they imagine and expect. The stress comes from the unending of it all, the expectation of others, all very real. Self and the demands and expectations that you and I place upon ourselves. We create some of our own stress. Since I and you are probably capable of more, I and you are expected to do more, be more. But for me, I'm getting to that place where I can't and don't want to at all. Stress tears the soul, and we never see these tears until often too late. In the battle of modern living, another great condition is the anxiety of always being pushed too hard for too long without relief in sight. We face work that places the swapping of hours for dollars along with the attendant benefits that keep us coming back. Insurance, and vacations, and personal days, and little benefits. Dental, optical, medical. The anxiety that works, that creates anxiety and uncertainty in us all, asking ourselves, are we doing enough? Are we good enough? And more. all until the body starts to break down and the attendant pains come on to warn you of other needs, of other pressing anxieties. The anxiety is always present at home, at work, at life, all the time. And in this battle of living, in these times we live in, the anxiety and the stress are real. There's the fear of failing to overcome the conditions that surround you and giving in to the great grey mush, as it's been called. Time passing over us and eventually being forced to give up or give in and give yourself over to the nothing. I hate the idea of that. The fear of failing. In all we do, there is the possibility of failure and loss, but losing our livelihood, our income, our loved ones, that's a fear unto itself. It's a fear of being alive. I love being alive, as do most people. But fear's real. And this is what I repeat to myself. It's my little litany in this battle of living. Courage is fear that has said its prayers and continued living. In this battle of life, there is the fatigue of work without the reward we hoped for. I seek fulfillment in what I do. When it's there, it's satisfying. When it's not, the fatigue of effort is always real and sometimes just rolls over me. You have the double down, do more, work harder expectations at the job from bosses who either have no clue or know what they ask is beyond us, but they ask it anyway. And when the same is accomplished, we go in and face it again the next day. As the years pile up on us, the fatigue gets set in. The insights we gather tell us things we do and do not want to acknowledge. The rest needs to be longer, but we're always given shorter time than ever before. What a battle we face in these days. Then there is the battle of the worry of loss without recovery and security. Seeing friends lose their employment, struggle with that loss and more, wondering how to meet the bills that seem to always come in, especially when you've surfed down the mountain of doctors, hospitals, treatments and more of cancer to come slap into the hill at the very bottom, into the wave of the cost of it all. And the worry that is sitting there waiting for you. You hope all's over, not sure, you're always wondering. The loss of valuable effort and precious time. I don't know anyone that wants to go back and do all this again. Worry's real. Some are better than others at dealing with it. Most just push it to the back of the queue and fight on in the battle of living today. What a battle we fight. Not unlike our band of brothers or those in the Pacific. It's relentless, and the pressure of imbalanced living and facing the relentless demands of each day build. Look, nothing's free in life. I don't expect free. Those who do look for free are slaves to that delusion. But I do expect some relief from the incessant pressure to try to balance life in the face of these other conditions. We live with pressure to eat well, to work well, to love well, to act well, to support well, to help well, to sympathize well. And you know what? Our wells are dry, bone dry. Pressure has put us into a tailspin of upending our time, which we run out of time so quickly. In this battle of life, there is the isolation that we also face that was never there before. the digital age where we are so connected and often so isolated as well. Who do I turn to now for the help I need immediately? Right here, right now. In my case, I have in real life friends. They're not digital. They use digital, but I can go to their homes. They can come to mine. The phone them up at 2 a.m. friends who will drive 4 hours to come to my aid if I need to. But we still are isolated inside this flesh, looking out through these eyes of ours. And there is the stare. When the battle of life builds up and all of these things start to accumulate, the stress, the anxiety, the fear, the fatigue, the worry, the pressure, the isolation, the blank, unblinking observation without noticing or caring and just looking, when you get there, then you'll understand where the stare comes from. You're at a place where you can't fight it anymore. You're at a place where you need more. And there's help. I know there's professional help in all these different areas, and I'm seeking it for myself now as I write this post, read this podcast. There's time for rest and more, time to stop the battle and rest from it all for a while. And that's what I am doing. Came to a head last week when I didn't even get a podcast out, didn't even write an article. It's sitting there, undone. So today it's been a wing it type podcast, one where I reflect upon what's been happening to me and those loved ones around me, how I have done and have not done in being steady, supportive anchor in a time of life storms, but I've tried. You don't see the effects upon yourself immediately, but your behavior starts to give you away. The tricks to keep yourself going that you use, counting days to a day off or a vacation or a treat, wanting to be alone, really alone without noise or interruption from others. You know what I'm talking about, right? If you have the stare, you do. Can you relate to this? Do you see the stare that sort of cuts out and through the things that brought it to you in the first place? If you do, you can reach out to me. I'd reach out to you, but I don't know who to reach out to. You can contact me. I've made that easy to do. We can share our battle stories of living under the bombardment of stress and anxiety and pressure and worry and isolation and fear and more. Might not change anything, but it might just bring a short relief. Most of the battle's physical for us all. We get worn down and the machine gets the red light coming on, blinking to attend to engine soon. But we press on and then it goes to blinking to attend to engine now. And we think about it and we try to press for just that extra yard and then we brake. And sometimes that brake is beyond repair. It happens all around us all the time. There's also a spiritual battle to this living today. I'll talk about that on a different level, on a different day, at a different podcast, but this has been the introduction. I understand that I have the unknown book and the comfort of its author to help me. Nonetheless, things are difficult for me under these helping circumstances. But you may not have this comfort that makes this battle just about unbearable. But I can help that, if you like. As battle-weary as I am, I can help. Because, well, I'm battle-weary too. Thanks for listening. We've been discussing the battle conditions of modern life that beat you down.
You've been listening to Fresh Oil with Billy Delaney. Thanks for pressing play.